Time now for our community connection. I've got Mark Torgerson, president of the Morris Lions Club, talking about our Spring Expo coming up, and you have a great pancake and sausage breakfast we're going to be talking about. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thank you for having me this morning. We actually had a Lions meeting last night to get everything ready for Saturday, and just a reminder, the pancake breakfast goes from 8 to 10:30, I believe, and again, it's been a popular thing at the Spring Expo, and thank you to KMRS and KKOK for sponsoring that, plus having a little recognition of the Lions, and we're here today to talk a little bit about what we use the money for, too, and you know, we've had different places we've given the money each and every year. We've done library books for the school. We have a program where we give second graders books every year, and it's a neat thing to see that, and we give them $15 a piece to go in and get a library book during their book fairs. We've also given money to Little League Baseball, Little Girls Softball, and a various number of things. And the Lions, you know, their motto, we serve, I think that kind of, you know, puts into perspective, you know, we're there to find money for good causes. And we found a really good one this year. It was Linda Retzloff, who's a retired teacher that I actually had the opportunity to teach with. They have this land out at Scandia Woods, and they've nicknamed it SWELL, but it stands for Scandia Woods Environmental Learning Center. And when Linda approached the Lions here a couple months ago, they're in need of some repair work out there. And it was just a perfect thing to talk about. And having been Lions president, I said, well, let's use the money this year. All the proceeds of the pancake breakfast will go towards the SWELL project. And, you know, a little bit about SWELL, I've only been out there a couple times, and it should go out there more because it's right in our own backyard. But this environmental site has been there for 30 years, and it's actually Linda and Carl, her husband, leases this to the school for dirt cheap, like a dollar every 10 years. and yet they want to, you know, they've had kids out there, and they bring a fifth grade class out there. They have classes, and I know Randy Hokanson, got to be known as Ranger Randy, has been an instructor out there, and they have a classroom, they have a log cabin, they have trails, ponds, marshes, woods, the whole works. So it's really a neat thing, and it's not very far out of Morris. They've now formed a board of directors, too, and that includes UMM, the school, the Soils and Water Conservation Districts from both Pope and Stevens County. And they get together, and now they have a 501(c), so they're a nonprofit. So they need some fixing up of the water is creeped up on the cabin. They need to raise it up. They're, you know, it's a neat thing. And I think I wrote down some stuff that they had over 1,300 visitors in a 3-week period.
Wow.
And they host, 300 fifth graders on a yearly basis when they can get there in the spring and the fall, and then they instruct them about, you know, the environment and the land, and it's been really a neat thing. So when Linda approached the Lions, I said this is a great thing for both causes, for SWELL and also for the Lions to be able to contribute to this. So all the proceeds from our breakfast on Saturday is going to go to the SWELL project.
That is fantastic, yeah, and it is a free will donation, so 8 to 10:30 on Saturday for our Spring Expo that we're going to be out there, and I think that is really great. I mean, this is what I've really learned about, because I am still relatively new to Morris. The sense of community here is fantastic.